was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
So high five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors, it is Wednesday night. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Time here at DDPRadio.com, and I am live simulcasting at this very moment on Facebook Live for anybody in that massive DDP Yoga group who wants to come over here to DDPRadio.com. Call us in with your questions, concerns, celebrations. We are here at DDPRadio.com. Caden, myself, Crystal, we got guests, we got calls, 347-994-1216. We are doing this intro live via Facebook Live. So if you're there, get off Facebook and get over here and come talk to us. DDP Radio Live, 347-994-1216. We want to hear from you. This is where the feed ends, but if you head over there, the fun just begins. All right, I'll see you guys Facebook over there right now. Come on over. All right, there we go, simulcasting live via the face. That's a cool feature, by the way. I really enjoyed that and can see myself getting into trouble with that once in a while. I will dial things in my pocket, so I'll be, like, walking around naked with Facebook Live broadcasting my business to the world. I can just see that happening.
Where's your pocket if you're naked?
What's that?
Where's your pocket if you're naked?
Okay, it's my thing, all right?
There we go.
We all have a thing. Well, what a way to kick off the show. We're not even like a minute into it. We've already talked about myself naked, so. And that's what happens when you get to the three of us live back together. We are here. Caden, of course, he was out last week, and he is back with us. And before that, yeah, Crystal was off because we are having some technical issues. So once again, the Trinity of Terror is back in full swing. Caden, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very good. It's great to be awake. Great to be here doing this. Just good to be back with everyone because obviously the week before last week, we got held out of the show entirely as well.
Yes.
So
we were having some technical issues on our end.
Yep.
But I got real quick, I got to interrupt you because that was no way to intro. If we're going to do it, we got to do it right, right?
See, everything now feels right.
Right?
See, we're out of sync.
Yep.
But and of course we have to bring her on. She is currently under about 74 feet of snow at the current moment.
Right?
There, Crystal.
Yeah, it's freezing rain right now.
She is our north of the border representative of DDP yoga, depending on which border you're on. To me, Crystal Stewart, thank you for coming on.
It's always a pleasure.
We've kind of navigated through some of the technical issues and stuff, and we got on that Facebook Live thing, which I think is a great feature, as we talked about, which I'm not going to get into all the other stuff again, trust me. But we wanted to kind of rebrand what we do here because I get so many people who will shoot me up on messages and stuff, hey, dug the show this week, saw my iTunes feed, that they're completely aware that we do this show live. Like, I'm talking, you're hearing it live as we go. It gives you no live,
right,
man. But so it's an awesome opportunity to engage the listeners. And sometimes we get lost off on tangents and stuff like that. But when DDP first started this show 6 years ago, his whole intent was to get a place where the DDP Yoga community can congregate every week and share ideas and strategies, struggles, celebrations, ask questions about positions. Hayden, who does the certification program, just a wealth of information. So we want you to take advantage of that. And to do that, there was a little bit of confusion. 347-994-1216, and we see these calls in the queue, but unless you press 1, we don't know that you're waiting for us to answer you. So make sure if you're on the queue and if you're calling in, press 1 if you have any questions or anything like that.
Awesome.
Yay.
Good point. Get it across and see if people can ring in. We want to see you. We want to have questions. It's definitely live. I can tell you now it's definitely 2.05 a.m. over here. There is no way I'm pre-recording this and lying about the time.
Yeah, Hayden is an extra trooper because he's up. This is where a lot of people on the inside of the pond are getting up for work, and he's staying up to work with us. So, he's a trooper, and Crystal is currently doing this show in minus 174-degree weather, so also very much appreciated.
And Mike's doing this – well, we'll not say how Mike's doing this show. We'll leave that one for
me. If you could see me now, those who are watching on Facebook Live only saw me from the chest up. I think we go to the business meetings and you're on the pants with a suit coat over it.
Do you have pockets?
That was a good callback there. We're going to take care of some business. We're going to hone in. We're going to focus it down. As you guys know, the DDP DVD is coming out in the next few weeks. It's coming out in March over here in the U.S. We talked about it for quite a few times. It's a huge, huge honor for him. And we are going to get him on the show in the next couple of weeks to check in with us and talk about it because I know it was a really big deal for him and pretty much all of us too because, you know, since DDP's, second career as the fitness world and stuff like that, he kind of got himself over to a whole new level. And, you know, us in the DDP Yoga community see him on a daily basis, but it's going to be so cool to see this retrospective wrestling career because, you know, we see the DDP Yoga videos every day. Mm. And it's amazing to be such a great talent in two different worlds that the thing you're known for gets eclipsed by the next phase, you know?
True.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that.
It's going to be interesting to see. There was an old video came up somewhere online today as I was flicking through, and it was Dallas, and it was, I can't remember the year. It must have been something ridiculous like 94 or 95. And, you know, the change in him, his body, his physique that he's gone through doing DDP yoga from his wrestling days, watching what he was like back then when he first started out as a wrestler right through. It was great to see something so that if you don't know where he came from, if you just fell into this because you saw the Arthur video and you have no idea that DDP used to wrestle for a career, that DVD is going to be eye-opening. Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. There's some footage of him back in like 93, 94, where he was like sick. Like, he wasn't fat, but he was huge. And you actually see how he's just toned down and healthier. And he looks better at 60 than I looked at any previous time in my 30s. So he proves what a warrior he is. And that was a great point, Hayden, because, you know, when I first joined and got involved with DDP Yoga, it was more of a tight-knit community that was mostly wrestling fans. Like, you know, we found the program by seeking it out because it was Diamond Dallas Page. But as it's grown, he has this whole audience of people that, you know, may not know of his wrestling career or may not know the magnitude of how big of a star he was in the 90s and 2000s there. So it's going to be a really cool perspective on someone you look up to that I guarantee you, even if you are a wrestling fan, there's going to be some gems in there that you're going to be interested in and that you may not know about our fearless leader.
Absolutely.
But so definitely we're gonna keep you guys posted on getting him on here again because you know, as things, he's been so busy that he can't get on here every week like he used to. But I know he's, for a fact, he's excited about telling you about the DVD, and we're excited about hearing it. And we're going to – all right, we got one to come. We got a new thing called the Warrior of the Week where we're going to be featuring random DDP Yoga warriors who are just crushing it. And you don't have to have lost 150 pounds. You don't have to be ripped. You could be on day one because, you know what, day one is a milestone. It's probably the biggest milestone you'll ever have because it's a jump-off point where you decide to do something.
Totally.
But,
yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And Hayden – and Crystal have come up with so many suggestions, and I've got people. So if you want to get on, Hayden, why don't you give them the information on how to kind of, if you're not on the radar of us, how they can kind of tell your story?
Yeah, the easiest thing to do is to email me straight away. Just drop me an email at Hayden, which I will spell for you. So that is Haydn at ddpyoga.com. If you just drop me an email and say, hey, I've been doing DDP yoga for 3 months, I love it, I've lost X amount of weight, or I've been trying to rehabilitate this injury that's been causing me grief and it's making great progress doing the program, anything like that, or you've just, like Mike just said, it's day one, you've just done day one, you've just done beginner, or you've just done your first Diamond Dozen and it's actually really made a big impact on you, just drop me an email, say where you're at and say you'd like to be on the show sometime, and I can send you all the information about how to get in touch with us, how to actually, what date, what time, where to call, and we'll set you up, we'll get you on.
Awesome.
Very, very much so. And we have a Warrior of the Week we're going to be featuring this week, and see, the community is growing so big and we have so many amazing people, so it's cool to kind of get like different recommendations, like check him out or check her out. And
yeah,
Crystal
yeah.
has brought to our attention somebody who's crushing it over at the Team GDP Yoga site. Want to give a little bit of a backstory on him, and then I got to take care of one piece of business, and then I will bring him on the call.
Well, his name is Heath, and like I said, I spend the majority of my time over at the Team DDP Yoga site. So if you haven't popped in, we would love to see you. But Heath has done amazingly well in such a short time. He is really someone who we all look forward to seeing over there, and he has experienced some weight loss, and he's just one of those consistent people that are, nothing seems to get him down. He just keeps plugging away. And the greatest thing is he's reaping the benefits of those workouts and of his commitment. Mm. So it's really great to have him. It's going to be, he has a wonderful story. It's going to be great to hear.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be really good to hear.
Yeah. I think the Warrior of the Week is, you know, I think it is such a wonderful thing because it'll shine the light on so
yeah.
many different people experiencing so many different things. It's really a wonderful thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Especially when you consider that, I mean, I can't remember what the numbers are on the team site right now, but we've got on the Facebook group page, we've got 17,000 on there.
Yeah, we're hitting like 74,000.
There you go. So, yeah, close to, if not more than 100,000 already because of people that aren't on certain sites and on social media that we don't know about that are out there doing
right.
this. And, you know, we have highlighted quite a few, a lot of people, and a lot of the same names have come up time and time again. And it's nice to see new names coming through that are still, just like we said, it's day one. They've just picked up the program,
yeah.
done their first workout. And we want to know who you are. We want the community to know who you are because you might have a story that's going to help someone else get off their sofa
right.
and start doing something.
That's
yeah.
right. I agree.
And it really humanizes the story. We,
mm-hmm.
with the Warrior of the Week, I think what's great about it is we're all different people. And, you know, I look at somebody, you know, who's a super athlete, and I don't relate to that person because I'm not instantly motivated, always going to be on point. But you see people in the community who have been successful, and you see their stories, and you kind of, appreciate and what's the word I'm looking for? Relate to their
yep.
story, and you're like, there's parts of him that I can see myself. And
yes.
one thing the DDP Yoga has always claimed is to be the everyman's yoga, per se, DDP yoga, yoga for the regular
mm-hmm.
guys. And when I turn on a fitness channel and I see these perfect specimens doing everything perfectly, I don't relate to that. Believe it or not, Katie, I don't relate to that. But when Stacy joins, she saw something in Terry Lang. When people saw stuff in Stacy, and it just goes down the line from the very top where Gala started, it's been kind of like a pyramid of inspiration. And people find inspiration in different types of people, and some people find it in that extreme warrior, and some people find it in the regular guy like Arthur, who was broken down, his body was failing him. It's just, I think these stories do so much more good than we really could even realize.
Have you seen that they're turning out more and more videos as well at the moment, more and more transformation videos? I'm just going to look at the latest one that I shared the other day. I can't remember the lady's name. I want to say Erica.
I know who you're talking about.
It's Erica's story that they've just shared.
Yeah.
They've just put a story together on that. She was on the cover of, is it Woman's World magazine, through her transformation. And, you know, there's now we've got Arthur, Stacy, Jared, Erica's video. You can list them. They go on and on and on. And all it just proves is this works for everybody. Whatever your reason, this works. DDP yoga works. So.
And I think because we have such a vast community, you will be able to find somebody at some point that is going through something very similar. So, you know, we're not going to tell you how to do it, but we can certainly help you for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And that's a great point. And that's why we started the Warrior of the Week thing. Real quick, before we do this, I promised him a spot just like on the show real quick, because it's been a while and I kind of forced him just to come on with us for a minute. And all of you guys know him. He is the ass-kicking Alaskan. He's got a lot going on, but really busy. But
oh, no.
Still crushing it. And ladies and gentlemen, for one time, one night, the return of the match.
Wow, what an intro. I can't really live up to that there, Mullen.
Oh, man, seriously. I can't believe he's on.
Mullins, you know, always checks in with me and whatnot, and so anytime that he asks me to get on, I apparently do it for some reason. I don't know why, but, you know, I listen to him. So.
Being a night owl, Josh McAdoo is like one of the only people I can hit up at 2:30 in the morning without losing friends.
There you go.
Well, yeah, it's usually a random jargon about, you know, wrestling matches from 1992 and which paper for you to watch and watch this match. And, you know, that network has done wonders for my sleep patterns, you know.
It's done wonders for my social life.
But, Matt, we love to have you on anytime, obviously. But also, when we talked about that community aspect of stuff, and you were one of the first people that I actually let into my world that I've never met before, because I'm guarded with something like that. We talked about it before. I don't feel comfortable opening my Facebook world up to people I don't know. And Josh McAdoo, through all the toughest times, has been one of the most consistent people, not just talking about DDP yoga, but keeping me involved in things when things got hard. And McAdoo is one of those guys that, you know, a lot of guys look to in the community, not just for fitness, you know, advice, but just he's one of those key guys that kind of sticks around and just checks up on people. And if he doesn't hear from you, he'll shoot you a message and he'll leave you messages that makes your significant other question your relationship. But he really is. Josh is one of those guys that has been so instrumental to this community. And it's the true definition of community is looking out for each other in good times and bad. And, you know, Josh has made so many people return the favor to him when things are going hard in his world. So, Josh, despite my best interest, I'm going to say it, you're a good dude.
Well, I know that was probably, you know, I bet Katie wrote that for you to say, probably, instead of coming from the heart, but it felt like it was pretty sincere, so I appreciate that. And, you know, like you said, it's not always easy, and sometimes with these communities, you get that negativity and you try to stay away from the negativity and whatnot, but You know, if you try to stay as positive as you can and do things without, you know, I've gotten away from posting anything, you know, about me and my journey and stuff. And some people are like, oh, you know, where have you been? You've been gone. It's like, no, I've been here. It's just that, like, there's other ways to help, you know. You don't always have to be, you know, in the forefront and continually posting about stuff. And so to have those connections early on and build from the ground up with everybody, you know, from people that have been here for many years as well as people that, you know, just started, it's really it's something that keeps me grounded and humble. You know, if I ever try to get – I guess I've been told I'm pretty humble. I don't think so, but you know, the community and hearing these stories about these new people coming in and having that fire, I always say this, that, like, it reminds me of why I started and why I decided to change my unhealthy patterns and whatnot. It's like, it's nice to hear this Warrior of the Week thing and just see people that are on fire, because it takes me back to, it's not just a job, you know, that I do. It's something that I enjoy to do still, and I'm reminded of that through those people that just got started and having those milestones. So
yeah,
the more that I get to hear and see the videos, like Hayden said, like, you know, I'll send a message to Garrett or whatever, whoever is filming those videos over there. And it's like, God damn, you guys get me, like, I'm at work watching the video, like, in tears almost, you know, cause it's so uplifting.
Yep.
and they capture, you know, that little snapshot for 2 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever it is. And it's like, holy cow. Okay. I can take on the world now. And so, it's nice to have those reminders, because even, you know, I am a certified instructor and I've been certified for a few years now. I still have my struggles. I'm not Superman. I get discouraged constantly and have to, you know, have my little hissy fits on the side and have people bring me back in, like you said. So it's nice to see those stories. So this Warrior thing coming back again, the weekly Warrior thing is awesome and really uplifting.
Absolutely, yeah, man. And I appreciate you checking in. I haven't heard from you in a while, so I kind of forced you to come on with us. And I know that even 10 minutes with me can ruin someone's night, so I appreciate you sacrificing your evening. And Josh McAdoo, certified DDP yoga instructor and certified USDA prime beef.
And I apologize for mentioning Garrett's name in Hayden's presence. I know that's probably going to cause some turmoil, apologize.
I did nearly say, you know, if you want to ruin my night anymore, we've got Mullins, we've got you, and now if you bring Garrett onto this, then that's me done. I'm going to
Speaking of Garrett, we got to get him on some here time here too, and really just stick it to Hayden.
Yeah.
thank you, brother.
Great to hear from
you,
Josh.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Josh, for having me on, and anytime. It's always nice to be on with you guys.
Yeah, we'll get you on again soon, man.
All right, take care, guys.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Josh is awesome, and I missed my perfect opportunity. You know when you think of a joke like 4 minutes afterwards and it's too late at this point? It was just, I was thinking he was like I'm pretty humble. I'm told I'm humble. I'm the best at humbles. I'm the best at being humble. I'm the greatest humbler ever.
I'm just waiting for the next Mike Mullins meme. That's what I want. I just want another Mike Mullins meme from Josh, because he is the greatest within life.
Yeah, that's and I'm sure it's coming. Something about humble. The thing is, I'm not humble at all. I'm very braggadocious and self-confident, and I have zero reason whatsoever to be. I'm the least person that should have any self-confidence.
Oh my goodness!
But. We're gonna bring on our Warrior of the Week, so we're having some fun tonight. It's one of those nights. But we teased him real quick. I'm going to make sure he's on the line here. But we're just going to bring him on and let him tell you his story. Do we have Heath? I hope this is Heath, because I don't know.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hey there. How are y'all doing?
Hey, man. How
Good.
Are you?
Good. Is this Heath?
Good.
Yes.
Okay, I was clicking
Yay.
On the number. I'm like, I hope this is the right one.
That's okay. My newbie status of doing DDP yoga is apparently stretched across on me being unable to operate this phone line. So I got it figured out, Shelly. Thanks to Hayden. So.
Awesome, man. Well, we first of all, let me start off with asking, because we're going to do this regular. We're going to find out your background. We're going to find out what made you kind of take the leap to begin with. But how long have you been, doing the DDP yoga program in the community, et cetera?
Yeah, next Friday will mark my 4 months in the program.
Oh, wow.
Oh, beautiful.
Yay.
4 months. Amazing.
Those first few months are really, they say it's the long ball. It's a long game. That's, of course, absolutely true. But there's a magic in those first few months that you kind of really just feel like the inspiration, and you kind of learn things about yourself, and you become a different person. You really do in those first few months. How have you kind of noticed things changing, body attitude and stuff, since you've kind of taken the leap?
Yeah. My previous attempts, like many others and having previous attempts, I think really is very similar to that of Stacey Morris. You know, when I look at her story and, seeing how she's had success in the past and, gained it all back. And, I was the same way. Unfortunately, about 9 years ago, I was at my goal weight, the goal weight that I want to get at. But when I look back at that and seeing how I was doing things wrong, for me, it was how I was eating. And I fell into the trap that a lot of people fall into when they see all these healthy meals, the frozen meals, the convenient options that are just processed junk that are just completely bad for you. And I made that mistake in my first attempt, and it wasn't something that I could maintain. And so doing this program and really, getting back to near my highest weight, that was about 251 was where I started at in this program. And, so I look back at my highest weight being just 5 years ago at my wedding, where, it's supposed to be the happiest day of your life. And to me, I was just so unhappy inside, just, knowing my weight and knowing I was the heaviest I've ever been. So, I finally got to that point where I was starting to creep up towards that number again. And I was like, I've got to make a change. And I need to do this right this time. I want to work on making sure that I maintain that. So, it started with a diet, my healthy eating now, clean eating. I'm currently doing the phase two of the program. Going to gradually get myself to phase three. But really just cutting out.
So I was just saying that's excellent that you're moving on to phase three.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so really just trying to, because the convenient aspect of what I'm doing now, whereas the convenience of the past is that the thing I love about this program is that I can truly do it anywhere. And a lot of people say that. For me, it was, I didn't want to, spend that time in a gym, which I do want to do, but I wanted to have some form of program that I can do it on my time and something I can do from the convenience of my home. If I go to a work conference, I can take it with me. And that's what's been so great about it. I'm not stressed to making sure that I get to the gym on time or get to that on time, you name it. It's when can I fit my workout in today? And those two things combined has just completely changed my life. And something that I know that I don't ever want to stop. Y'all say it often. DDP says it often. There's always somewhere else to go. And, I've lost 56 pounds so far in these 4 months. And
way to go.
I'm about 20. Yes, thank you. And I'm about 24 pounds away from my goal weight. So I'm there, but there's still somewhere else that I want to take it as well. So, being able to.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
I love your, because I was in the same boat about, 2007, I lost over 100 something pounds, got down to my best weight ever. And like you said, you get sold on these quick, convenient, microwavable frozen meals, which, I'm not judging anyone's path, but I found personally and listening to your story and through people I know that it doesn't, it's not a long-term solution. You can't sit there and eat frozen meals for the rest of your life, and it's not the best choice. And what, you know, GDP yoga, you know, it's the thing that first got me started, and it's going to help me for the rest of my life, whether I'm 150 pounds or 700 pounds, you know, is always going to be there. Is the thing that made sense to me when the first page of the first book was the whole part about getting your head straight. And Dallas is the first one to tell you that GDP yoga isn't a workout program. It isn't a diet. It is it's a multi-level. It's the eating healthy. It's the workouts, and it's the mindset, which
it's a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle. It is. Mm. The mindset is the most, I think, underutilized tool when treating somebody for obesity or trying to help them lose weight, because the GDP yoga, the positivity that he always, you know, puts out there and it requires of the people who work for him, the people who are involved in the program. Hayden, Chris Lee, you've seen it 100 times. He doesn't have time for people being dicks. He doesn't have time for people being jerks. He will call you out. And I think that positivity is the thing that keeps people in the program and keeps people going, because you can learn to eat healthy. We all know what to eat. We all know what not to eat. But that connection of the mind and the mentality and realizing the reasons and keeping a positive mind and keeping a mindset about you is the one that's really going to make things stick in the long term.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that
Dallas is one of those ones. He forces you to no longer think on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to start taking accountability and invest in yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the very, you know, people don't realize it because, you know, look at everything else. You watch a program about losing weight. It's all about the food, you know, the workouts, which is so important. But the thing that really made me stand out was the positive aspect. And I can be the worst person at that. To this day, I get in days where I'm the most cynical, negative person. And it not only is there a noticeable difference in my life or the people around me, but there's a notable difference in the way I eat. There's a notable difference in the way I respond to things.
Mm.
And that negativity and that cynicism will just eat you from the inside out. And it will be a big negative deterrent in your, you know, journey going forward.
True.
Definitely.
And he, you know, obviously, you know, there was a moment that you realized that you had to, you know, pick yourself up and try again, which is hard to do. When we had Arthur on here a few weeks ago, I asked him, I said, you know, you were so overwhelmingly noticeable for your weight loss and your success. I said, does that make it hard for you to kind of reach out and say, if you're struggling? And he kind of said, yes. He said he's known for being that guy who turned his life around. So a lot of times you keep that inside. And I know when I lost 110 pounds and then gained it all back, I disappeared because it's embarrassing. People were so positive and congratulatory that it makes it hard to go out and retry again because it has to admit something that was hard, which is you gained the weight back. Did you find that the first time?
Yeah. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people who have experienced this in the past too, and you know, a lot of people knew me as the heavier guy. And when I lost that weight previously, I always got asked, are you sick? You know, instead of you look great, it's are you sick? And, you know, that was always, you know, kind of drops your spirit down a little bit in that. And so, you know, as I fell off the wagon and started putting back on the weight, you know, people were the opposite of supportive. They were like, oh, you look good starting to put weight back on. And so it was very odd dynamic and made that challenging where I really felt, you know, alone in that manner. And, you know, my wife has been very supportive. You know, often when I've mentioned to her previously about, you know, I really want to get my life back in straight, she was so supportive of that. And so, you know, she always told me, I love you, you know, no matter what shape you are. And so, you know, that was a big motivating factor to me. And you know, we have a 4-year-old daughter, and, you know, so it's just like, you know, if I'm in this with myself, you know, outside of them, you know, I really just need to focus on me and, you know, get myself happy, you know, because I know if I'm happy, then that's going to spread to others, and it really has now. And so many people can see that happiness from me, and when we just have conversations about it, you know, it's gotten them so interested in the program, you know, just in the past 2 weeks, I've already got three people who purchased the program just because of our conversations. And so they see that, and they see I'm happy, you know, and not just losing the weight. I'm truly happy.
So what was the sort of catalyst for you moving towards DDP yoga? Was it the Arthur video? Was it something else that you've seen? Were you a wrestling fan? Where did you go with this? How did you find it?
A little of both. You know, my first step was the Arthur video. Then shortly after that, seeing a video from Chris Jericho, who I'm a big fan of, seeing his support. And so knowing DDP as well, and, you know, as being a wrestling fan. So it was just a mix of things. And I did what a lot of people did too. I started down the avenue of trying to look at other videos and just learn more about the actual program.
Mm-hmm. So did you start with the DVDs or the app?
I actually started with the DVDs. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And then just followed the program as it is in the book, or did you veer off on your own? Because we have one of the big sort of questions on Facebook is, you know, where do I start? Where do I go? Do I follow the book exactly? Did you follow the book? Because for me, I kind of went completely AWOL. I took it in my own stride and did what I felt I could do on a week-to-week basis. But I know
exactly.
A lot of guys that have had success following exactly what's written down. So how did you go about it?
I went about it very similar. I ended up starting off, you know, with the Diamond Dozen and getting masterful of that. But, you know, my first several weeks, and what I've always tried to keep a mantra of, at least working out 6 days a week. And so I started off right out of the gate doing that. And I spent my first couple of weeks just focusing on energy. And when I felt like I was progressed with that, moving on to fat burner and, you know, eventually getting to that point to where, you know, I like to just mix things up. And so, you know, doing a diamond cutter one day, or switching over doing stand up and, you know, red hot core, you name it. And so now I've just really gone my own path in that regard, just to really help mix things up. And if I'm feeling one thing that certain day, then I head towards that particular workout.
Brilliant.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Really good, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. It really is, and that's why I think this segment is going to work, because, Caden, you know, so many people will come to us, you know, some of the people that have been around for a while and certified instructors, and say, what do I do? Do I do this? How many days do I do it? Can I do more? And, you know, the whole basis of this was make it your own, and it works, and it's so important. But sometimes hearing how Heath did his, and hearing how Hayden, you know, attacks his journey. And like I always said on the show, like, I don't know, probably better than you do. I don't have any degrees in fitness. I don't have any degrees in health and fitness. But what we can share with each other is what worked for me and what didn't work. And
hearing
these unique perspectives are really important. And I got to ask, Chief, is there somebody in the community that you kind of, you know, saw and kind of lit a fire under you, that maybe you kind of connected with and helped you while you were first getting going?
Well, I spent most of my time before moving over to the Facebook page, and still at times doing the DDP yoga, you know, Crystal being one of them, talking to her at times.
Uh-huh.
And I believe Sean Cook is his name in the program as well. And, you know, he taught me some really good advice. You know, just like, you know, was mentioned earlier, when you first start, you get, you know, energized and you're excited. And, you know, he gave simple advice of, you know, bottle some of that up. You know, it's good to be excited, and it's good to stay, you know, wanting to keep going and going and going. But bottle up some, because there's going to be those days, and I've had them, we all have had them, to where, you know, I have to talk myself into getting on the mat. And so that reflects back, and I think of that often, to where he was right. I'm at this point, and there might be days that I'm like that. And so I look back, and I try to take some of that excitement that I had and really just motivate myself to get on the mat that day. Maybe it was just a stressful day. And so that's been one big thing that I've really carried in this journey thus far.
That's awesome.
It's such a great point. it's so ingrained in us with every movie and every TV show that there's that moment of that spark, and then you get excited, you get motivated, you're doing your thing, and then it's happily ever after. People don't account for the hard times. They don't, because every inspirational story, it's you know, Rocky story. You know, he wins happily ever after. But the point is, it's easy to be successful doing your thing when you're motivated. But to be truly successful is to do it when you're not motivated. And when it's the worst thing you want to do and the last thing you want to do. And that's the long-term success of it. And you may miss days, but if you get back on, it's a never-ending story. And the bad days are going to be there, and it's how you navigate them. And we may have bad years, but that's part of the story that people don't tell a lot of the times. So it makes people feel foreign to the idea of having a bad day and feeling like it's not clicking with me anymore. And those things, getting on the mat, will both cure and reignite that fire almost instantly, I find.
Yeah, you can't be allergic to sweat.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, I mean, it really, it's such a simple saying, but really it rings home. I mean, in order to get from where you are to where you want to be, you can't be allergic to sweat.
No.
No.
It's a great phrase, and it is very true. And it's also, it's like the other phrase that goes along with that is what Mike was saying, that you're going to have rough days against all your easy days, against the motivated days. And let's face it, people refer to this as climbing a mountain. Well, have you ever seen a smooth mountain? There is no such thing. They go up and down, they go up and down all the way to the top. So, yeah, that's exactly the thing. This is why I came on 2 weeks ago and talked about my situation, because I'm up and down at the moment. There are days that I don't get on the mat. There are days where I sit and feel like all I want to do is bury my head. But if I can talk myself onto the mat at least once within that few times that I feel like that, then I've succeeded and I feel better.
Right.
And Dallas always says, you might get on the mat in a shitty mood, but you never get off it in a shitty mood. And he's right. You never
That's right.
So
Kate, my girl Katie and I were talking about that recently. It's like, we know, like, if we're having a bad day, we know that nothing will make us feel better than working out and getting on the mat and just sweating it out. Yet it becomes the hardest thing in the world to do, even knowing that. Like, knowing how good it's going to feel, not just after, but once you're on there, and your mind just plays that trick where it's just like the last thing you want to do and the only thing that's going to help, you know?
Yeah.
But
definitely,
we kind of look at it. We look, and this actually made me mad the other day, because we've talked about it, you know, on the show quite a bit, that I'm hitting the patch where I've been having a hard time, and there's been some health issues, and just, you know, it's stuff piled up, and I bring it on myself, and I, you know, it kind of puts me in a funk and stuff. And you kind of think about it, and you realize it, that I am both the cause and the solution to all my problems. And every problem that I have with my weight gain and being like, you know, working out crappy and just having this rough patch, like, it's completely contained within myself, the cure. And it's frustrating when you realize that you have access to that cure, because I know for a lot of people who are dealing with a lot bigger problems who don't have that cure, and it's kind of humbling.
Yeah. That's a very profound way of looking at it, but it's very true. It's you. You're the only reason. No one else. No one else is going to tell you you can't. And if they do tell you you can't, that's not their permission. You haven't given the permission to do that. It's your job.
Right.
You've got to decide if you want to do it or if you don't. And, you
because at the end of the day, you're
so
in charge of you at the end of the day.
Yeah. Heath, can I ask, you mentioned about the fact that your journey is still ongoing, and you said you haven't finished yet, and you're obviously selling the program to everybody out there, getting several people to buy it already. What's next? What's next on the agenda? Where are you going with DDP Yoga? What's your aim?
Absolutely. Once I reach my main goal, which is around 170, that's my ultimate goal. But I definitely do want to eventually very soon probably start the certification program. And
see, that's where I was going with this one.
Yes. I'm very, very interested in that and actually beginning that process. And
it's worth noting for anyone out there that if you can't, you've seen me post this all the time, but if you can't shut up talking about DDP yoga, if you love it that much, it's changed your life, then seriously consider doing the level one certification, because that's the next stage. That's where you go from you've lost your weight, you've rehabilitated your injuries, you're feeling good about yourself. Before you stagnate, before you get into a funk and feel like, well, I've done every workout on the DVD set and I've done everything that's on the app apart from next week's live app workout, which isn't out yet. What do I do next?
Right.
Do the certification. Go to the next level.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it'd be good to get you on board, definitely, especially if you're selling the program to people just by talking to them. You're going to have massive classes.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited about starting it.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, it would be really cool.
Hayden,
I think you'd do
Hayden
really
does
good.
Such a great job. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead,
I was,
Mike.
I was saying Hayden does a great job, along with Yoga Doc Craig Aaron and Diamond Dallas Page, who kind of put this all together to begin with. But that's a great point, Hayden. And as you guys are speaking, there's added levels of the workout being created and will be released. And that always some place to go once you become a certified instructor. That's a motivating factor there, because there's going to be all kinds of people reaching for that next level, and it's going to be there.
True.
And it's always some place to go, and you guys have that place to go, and you've got a plan on where this certification is going, and it's constantly evolving.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. I've spoke about it before. We are almost finished with level two. We're getting ready to sort of release an idea of when we're going to launch that. Level three is not actually in production as yet, but there are talks about where we're going to go with that one. So that's two more aims straight away for anyone who's already got their level one. And for people who are thinking, well, where does it go from level one? I've just said that there's going to be a level two and there's going to be a level three. So you can see it's a good journey. And also from my personal point of view of being an instructor, it's life changing. It's one thing to have done this and been so addicted to it at home that, again, much like Heath, I couldn't shut up about it. I drove friends insane by talking about it. You know, all someone had to say as I walked down the street was, "Wow, you look great. Have you lost weight?" And I was like, "Yes." There's my sales pitch right there. And it starts like that, and then it went from there, and now I'm teaching it and I'm seeing people come to class that have had massive gains with things like flexibility or back injuries that have rehabilitated themselves, and they've changed their diet, they've changed what they're eating, they've gone gluten-free on the recommendation of the DDP yoga way of eating, they drink more water, they look after themselves more, they turn up and tell me that they booked a spa day because they're feeling so good about themselves. And little things like that make me want to get on the mat. They make me want to get better so that when I go back to the class again, I can do stuff to push them. So it's like a constant cycle of challenging yourself to challenge your class, to challenge yourself to challenge your class, and it just keeps going. So that's why, although I might have shitty days at the moment and don't want to get on the mat, they're very few and far between, you know, because I have to.
Even those crappy days, though, they're part of the journey. So don't feel bad for having those days, because we all have those days.
Yeah, I'm just beating myself up at the minute.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh,
we all do
that. I could have done it for you.
you leave
Speaking
that one normal in, because I've got an idea.
Oh,
you just wait right there. I've got an idea for a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, jeez, here we go. anyways, we're out of time here, folks. you talked about it's so – people don't realize, you know, when Dallas started this 10 years ago, it consisted of him going to a field every couple of weeks and, you know, working out with a few people in the park. And then he released just burst DVDs to friends. He'd do like a filmed workout with a handheld camera. Then we did the YRG DVDs and the DVD releases and the second set of DVDs, the app. And Dallas has one of those minds that he just thinks of this stuff, and he's constantly thinking and coming up with these ideas. And these ideas are usually like, for me, it would be a late night idea that I'm like, that's the greatest idea on the planet. And then I wake up in the morning, I'm like, eh, that's hard. But he's one of those people that kind of just makes these things happen. And his mind works. He was thinking about this app years ago when apps were basic and weren't used for this kind of function. Like, we have the network, WWE Network, and the DDPO app now, and that's a thing. But when Dallas was imagining this, like, this technology wasn't there. So he's constantly thinking in the future. And I guarantee you DDP Yoga will be a big thing long after Dallas is gone, long after we're gone, because he's thinking things through in a way that's almost, just revolutionary. And the certification program is, there's no exception. Your guys are constantly thinking ahead, thinking how can we make our instructors better, how can we make it more accessible to them to do this and become – you know, professional at doing this. And it's always that want some place to go. Everything in this company is built off of that. There's always some place to go. And if he hasn't thought of it, and if you guys haven't thought of it, we're going to get there eventually.
Yeah, sure we are.
Yeah. Yeah, that philosophy, there's always somewhere to go, will live with all of us. Everyone who's been addicted, it will stay with us forever now. Because it means that you're never, ever going to be truly satisfied with where you are, which is a great thing to be, because you might be happy, you might be comfortable, but you know there's always somewhere else you can be, somewhere else you can go, somewhere else you can move things to, you know? And you can take that into any situation.
The amazing thing about all of this that Dallas has all pulled together, and it's such a positive environment, that your environment will always dictate your performance at some level. And what a positive, what a positive thing. I mean, you know, if you're running into a bit of a snag, there's always someone, whether it's on Facebook or at the team page or on the app or whatever, there's always someone that you'll be able to relate to. And yeah, I don't know how many times I've heard it, that this is one of the most positive places to be. Your environment will dictate your performance. Yep.
Yeah.
True.
So, Heath, are you active on both the team site and the big Facebook group?
Yes.
You're on both?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes,
so
that
people
is correct.
People can look out for you. Do you go in the live chat on the team site?
Yeah,
in there
at times, not as daily and frequent as I'd like, but definitely at times I pop in there from time to time.
That's cool. And you post, I've seen your posts on the Facebook page as well. Just for if people are listening and wondering if they can sort of reach out to you, say hello, get some inspiration from you, they've got a way of doing it without sort of shooting you a friend request and things like that. They can reach you on these other ways of doing it through the Facebook group and things like that.
Yes, exactly.
That's good. Cool.
That's thank awesome. You, Heath, so much. Your story is inspiring, and you're 4 months in, and it's a crucial time because you can either keep going or you can realize this is too hard and move along. And like we said before, a year from now, you could be in the most amazing place, but it's up to you. And I'm excited to see where this goes, and I have a feeling you're going to kick some ass.
Yeah.
And I want you to keep us posted. Call us, give us a call on our community shows and stuff, and let us know how you're doing, because your story is really relatable, and I find a lot of people are going to get a lot of use out of this show.
Thank you, and I appreciate y'all having me tonight.
Oh, thank you,
Heath, it's great to have you on.
Thanks for
calling.
And
to the warrior of the week, we salute you. Bang. All right. Thank you so much, man.
Y'all too. Y'all have a great night.
And you, dude.
That was really cool. I really dig his story. And I hear a lot of me in that story, and that's what's cool about all this. You know, everyone has a unique perspective, but we all can kind of steal points from each other. You know, they say steal from one person is plagiarism. Steal from everybody is research. And that's what we do. We take a piece of everyone, what works for everyone, and make it our own. All right, Kaden.
Mike
Mullins,
you're awesome.
Can I jump in before we wrap this up? I just want to make a point about one of the sort of messages that keeps coming through from one or two people at the moment is that there's a bit of a confusion on if there's a conflict of interest between the DDP Yoga, Team DDP Yoga website and the Facebook page. And are we in competition with each other or are we whatever? And I just want to sit here now as an admin from the Facebook page and tell you we are not in competition with anyone. We're all working together for the same goal. And you really need to be on teamddpyoga.com anyway with your blog, your site, your own page, your 6 pictures uploaded, everything. But the Facebook page is there because we've all got Facebook on our phone. We've all got instant access to that social media platform. That's the word I was looking for, there and then. So instantly we can just click our phone, click the Facebook app and start talking to people that are doing the same program. So by all means, jump in and join that one as well. You've got two mediums there of getting in touch with people that are doing the same thing as you. It's not a conflict of interest. It's not a problem. We're all here for the same purpose. So, 74,000 of you plus on the Team DDP Yoga site and 17,000 already on Facebook. We could easily even that out between the two. So let's do it. You know, keep it clean.
Yeah, we're a team.
Keep it moving. We're a team. It's a big team.
Yeah, it is.
It's a huge team. It's a family.
Yeah.
It is a family.
People don't realize, too, that anybody that has had long-term success, like all the people you see in the videos and the advertisement, all have a roadmap of how they got there located on Team GDP Yoga. You can see Arthur and Stacy's day one photos and, you know, hear their first blogs, and this really is kind of just like a time capsule for anybody who's done anything in this program and been on the flyers and the billboards, and they're there, and you can see it kind of go in real time on the page.
Yeah,
completely.
So, all right. Well, we got 2 minutes and 55 seconds left before Blog Talk escorts us out the door.
Well, that's a whole 58 minutes more than we had it 2 weeks ago when they cut us off 2 minutes before the show started.
Right.
Anything left we have to hit on before we head out?
I think we covered it all on my part. Crystal?
All right.
Yeah. I think we're good.
We're going to keep you guys posted. Real quick, I want to go over just the class schedule. April 30th, DDP Yoga Workshop in Union, New Jersey. Diamond Dallas Page heading back to his home turf down in New Jersey. And I'm sure everyone from the Travel Smith, Sally Jane and Lexi and Paul will be there as well because it's local for them. And speaking of Paul, Lexi and Sally, July 15th through the 21st is the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza at the El Dorado Seaside Suites in Tulum, Mexico. I've been, I know Hayden, you've been several times.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best time of year. It's the best thing you will do this year, and it will ultimately change your DDP Yoga whole experience and your whole workouts going forward. So definitely hit up DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza.com for more information on that, and make sure you book that ASAP because these will sell out. And until next week, I think that's all we got for now. Hayden, thank you very much for staying up late with us, man.
Thank you. It's a pleasure as always. Great to hear from Heath. Great to hear from Josh. I look forward to talking to you all next week.
Awesome. And Crystal, of course, the lovely and talented Crystal. She is what I call you, the queen of analogies. She's got some great analogies. And we're gonna be picking out her home from the ice block next week, hopefully in time for the live episode of DDP Radio. Thank you for being with us here tonight.
Thank you so much.
And myself, who is the best at being humble, the greatest humble, the most humble person I know, I thank you for all the love and support and making this radio magic on Wednesday night live at DDPRadio.com. See you guys.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.